New Orleans now. Braced for Barry. Ice raids still on. I'm Bart Necker. In New Orleans, homeowners sandbagged their doors. Tourists tried to get out of town, jamming the airport on Friday as Tropical Storm Barry began rolling in. Louisiana Plaquemine Parish President Kirk Lapine.
The sheriff and I have been vigilant about trying to make people understand the severity. Some people get complacent sometimes, not looking at the strength of the storm, but anything can happen, and that's why we want to be proactive.
Tropical Storm Barry expected to come ashore near Morgan City. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's not just Louisiana facing problems.
Other states are going to be impacted. Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee all have portions of them, or in Mississippi's case, the entire state of Mississippi is under a flood watch. We're talking over 10 million people dealing with that threat.
The Trump administration going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some major cities starting on Sunday. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum in New York.
New York's mayor believes these raids are meant to serve one purpose, to stoke fears in order to help the president's reelection campaign. Speaking on WNYC Radio, Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city has been taking steps to inform immigrants of their rights.
We will provide lawyers to keep families together and defend their rights. So we're going to have that deployed and ready for Sunday.
He said immigrants in New York without proper documentation should not be worried about seeking help in any way.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way, starting with the NYPD.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Vice President Mike Pence has toured two detention facilities on the Texas border, including a Border Patrol station where hundreds of men were crowded in sweltering cages without cots. I'm Bart Necker.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
There's no room for diets today. It's National French Fry Day. More from correspondent Carrie Shoemaker.
There's lots of ways to enjoy French fries: piping hot, golden, crispy, salty, and even soggy. And today, on National French Fry Day, you can find them for free and discounted at some of your favorite fast food stops. A recent survey found McDonald's fries are the overall favorite, followed by Chick-fil-A and Wendy's. And in case you were wondering, French fries weren't created by the French. Belgium is noted for being the first to fry potatoes. I'm Carrie Shoemaker.
A federal judge has dismissed allegations that bidding for a $10 billion cloud computing contract with the Pentagon was rigged to favor Amazon. The ruling dismisses Oracle's claims and clears the Defense Department to award the contract to either Amazon or Microsoft. I'm Bart Necker.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. Watch for an accident now in Maryland on the outer loop of the Beltway at 270 in the right lane and also blocking the right lane of that off-ramp. Use caution there. Also, southbound on 270, there is a work zone between 121 and Father Hurley Boulevard in the right lane, causing some slow traffic there. Also, watch for an accident in Virginia on southbound 395, right at the Springfield Interchange in the right lane. Stay to your left and use caution through the area.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let's face it, tires attract nails and potholes and little pieces of glass. And hey, that's okay, because if you catch a flat, AAA is there to help. So hit the road with confidence. We'll put on the spare and get you home safe. P.S. You got this. AAA, go ahead.
Ah, summertime in the district. The best time of the year to get downtown and enjoy the city. Don't let parking stop you from getting to the best summer events DC has to offer. Use Spot Hero and book your spot in advance wherever you're headed. Just download the Spot Hero app, type in your destination, and reserve. You can even use Spot Hero to park at the airport or search for monthly parking options near your work or home. Plus, you'll get a great deal. Get $10 off your first park with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to grahamcapitalwealth.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.5. Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And we are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Barry as it is in the Louisiana area. There is some better news to report in that there was an expectation the Mississippi River might be cresting near 19 feet, which could put it over the levees in some areas. But the latest is now the river has crested at 17 feet. So that is a bit of positive news as Tropical Storm Barry is dumping heavy rains in the southeast. We'll be going live to Louisiana, down around New Orleans. We'll be talking with Clayton Neville coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Get the very latest from Tropical Storm Barry as it approaches Louisiana and swings up
the Mississippi River, basically, is the latest tracking on it. Plenty going on in Washington this weekend. Wow. We've got the aftermath of the hearings yesterday on Capitol Hill, which we will be getting to some of the audio. I don't know if you heard the shenanigans in the House hearings yesterday. Tom Homan, the former director of ICE, was there. And, wow, I mean, it was incredibly intense. And you might have seen a short clip here and there, but we're going to go into a little bit of detail on it so you can really get a sense of the just differing of opinions, how people can look at this from totally 180-degree opposite perspectives. Boggles my mind. But we'll get into that in just a moment or so. Also, Alex Acosta forced out as the Secretary of Labor. You may have seen his press conference Wednesday, but that wasn't good enough. Never good enough. So he resigned as of Friday. We'll have some audio of Alex Acosta and what he had to say Friday as he actually was joined by the president. As the president was leaving to board Marine One to head off to Milwaukee for his trade speech, Alex Acosta was at his side as he announced his resignation. It's kind of unique that that happens in that way. Usually it's a quiet resignation, and then they're not heard from again. But we'll have that for you coming up. The Democrats, New Hampshire is the target this weekend for Democrats. And they've been making some comments this week. Joe Biden's foreign policy statements. Gee, let me clear my throat one more time. We talk about Joe Biden. Looking for Bob Gates' endorsement. If you don't get that one, we'll explain that one a little bit later on this morning. You know what? I was going to lead off with something else, but grab the Eric Swalwell. We'll get that out of the way real quick. You remember the bold, you know, the big and the bold Eric Swalwell. I'd like to dedicate as much time necessary here as to the end of his presidential race. He's concerned that he won't even get reelected to Congress, so he's dropping out of the presidential race. But I want to give him some ample time, you know, what I think is what we should do here.
Today ends our presidential campaign.
Okay, well, we're done with that. That's enough for Eric Swalwell. It was about the extent of his presidential campaign. I wonder how much money he wasted traveling all over the place for what? For that? Wow. Go back to his high school class now. It is 6:12. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we will have our guest experts again this morning. Gordon Chang will join us in a little bit. We're going to get the latest on China. A couple of dust-ups Friday with Chinese making some comments about the U.S., taking some action, detaining a Koch Industries executive. We'll find out what that's all about. Gordon Chang very shortly. We're going to talk to Mario Rodriguez. He's with the Latino Advisory Council for the Trump campaign, and there's been a new outreach to Latino voters, and my question is, how is all of the ICE issue and this weekend's raids and the border situation, how's all that playing out with Latino voters? Well, we'll ask Mario that question later on in this hour. John Gizzi is going to be joining us a bit later on in the program, and John will have the very latest on Alex Acosta and his replacement, the incoming acting Secretary of Labor. Most cabinet secretaries are now acting. It's only four, but that's a lot. Anyway, we'll talk with John about that a bit later on in the program this morning. Tony Schaefer will be joining us, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And we're going to talk with Tony this morning about the Russian submarine fires, two of them in the news, one from 1989, one from this past week, but they're both making headlines. Turkey getting the shipment of the Russian missile system, defying the U.S. What does that mean for our relations with Turkey? Well, we'll ask Tony that question later on this morning. And K.T. McFarland joins us a bit later on this morning, and we're going to look at Joe Biden's foreign policy with a foreign policy expert, K.T. McFarland. So we have a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. Let's check the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Maryland, the earlier accident on the outer loop of the Beltway right at 270 cleared away. Your travel lanes are open. On 270 itself, watch for some slow traffic in the Hightstown area between 121 and Father Hurley Boulevard, where we do have construction in the two right lanes. In Virginia, the earlier accident on 395 southbound at the Beltway has cleared, and also traffic is moving well so far on 95, making your way from Woodbridge into Springfield. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for partly sunny weather this afternoon. We'll be up around 90 or so for today. Pretty similar forecast tomorrow. Sunshine, high temperatures, low 90s. We have a chance of thunderstorms coming into the picture on Monday with the high temperatures in the 90s. Right now, 71 in Washington. We're headed up to 91 this afternoon, and it's 6:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. Glad that you have joined us this morning. And, you know, yesterday, Capitol Hill hearings, they're contentious. And we know how these House hearings go. It's always jockeying for position and everything else. But yesterday, I mean, somewhat over the top. Now, the ex-chief of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is Tom Homan. And I'm sure you have seen Tom Homan doing interviews here and there. And he's a pretty straight-ahead guy, pretty straight shooter. And he duked it out, and I mean duked it out, with members of Congress yesterday at a House Oversight Committee hearing. And, wow. First off, I just want to set the set the tone with Tom Homan. And his experience, and I think what's interesting is you have these cats on Capitol Hill, and both parties, Republican and Democrat, they're there in their nice suits, and may never have worn the green suit that a Border Patrol officer has worn. So it might be interesting if they would walk maybe a couple of feet at least in their moccasins at some point. But here's Tom Homan kind of relaying some of his experience.
I'm the only one in this room who's wore a green uniform and been on that line. I'm the only one in this room who's found dead aliens on a trail that were abandoned by smugglers who just left them there because they weren't worth any money anymore. I'm the only one in this room that stood in the back of a tractor trailer surrounded by 19 dead aliens, including a five-year-old little boy that suffocated in death in his father's arms. I was there, and I saw, and I smelled it, and it's terrible. And I still have nightmares to this day.
Okay, so that's Tom Homan, somewhat emotional, talking about his experiences. Well, here is Jesus Garcia. He is a Democratic congressman from Illinois, and here's how he treated Tom Homan.
Mr. Homan, I'm a father. Do you have children? How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my country for 34 years.
I find your comments
disgusting
out of control. As well.
I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a five-year-old boy in my arms in back of that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a five-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member
of
Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
Well, that's Congressman Garcia taking it out on Tom Homan. Well, our own Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly got into it with him, too.
You seem frustrated.
I'm extremely frustrated.
Mr. Homan, I'm not calling on you, sir.
Of course not.
This is
of
my time.
Not. This isn't about
you're
transparency.
You're not at the border.
This is ridiculous.
You're not at the border right now.
I love it. Did you hear Homan say, this is ridiculous? That was great. Wow. More pontification from our local congressman. And the shenanigans continued. Tom Homan and some of the shenanigans we'll get into include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's little stunt yesterday. That's coming up. But right now, I just wanted to get a little more from Tom Homan because, I just think he kind of lays out what the situation is.
We keep talking about open borders, abolish ICE, let's not detain anybody, let's let everybody go. That entices more people to come.
Exactly.
This isn't just about enforcing laws, it's about saving lives. I'm extremely frustrated because what I've seen today is misleading the American people. People are dying. Not in ICE custody. If anybody in this panel don't like what's going on, then change the law. You're the legislature. We're the executive branch. And the reason when someone says, makes an allegation about children being mistreated, they're in an overcrowded facility because Congress's failure to supply the supplemental funding months ago. Don't blame the men and women wearing the uniform doing the best they can. It's outrageous. This is political theater at its best.
It is political theater at its best. And as an example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wanted to be sworn in. Now, she's a congresswoman, or congressman, as I think is more politically correct. She wanted to be sworn in. Now, pay attention to the committee chairman, Elijah Cummings. His reaction to Cortez wanting to be sworn in for her testimony.
Mr. Chair, I would like to be sworn in.
I'm sorry?
I would like to be sworn in.
Oh, all right. We usually don't require a swearing in, but you want to be sworn in?
Fine. Yes.
All right. Okay. Do you, you stand up, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Come on, she didn't say Matlock when she was growing up. You know you have to stand up when you're getting sworn in. Come on. Wow. L.A. law, whatever. I mean, you always get, you know, stand up when you get sworn in. All right. Well, she did testify, and here's how she describes the crisis. Now, you heard a description from Tom Homan about the crisis. Here's how she describes it.
This is a manufactured crisis because the cruelty is manufactured. This is a manufactured crisis because there is no need for us to do this. There's no need for us to overcrowd and to detain and under-resource. There is no need for us to arrest innocent people and treat them no differently than criminals when they are pursuing their basic human rights.
So that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's view of things. Now, you have heard that Immigrations and Customs Enforcement officers will begin, well, they're calling them raids, and, you know, they're going out and they're going to be detaining people who have not received court approval to stay in the country. They've gone through a process. They've been denied. They're still here. They're not supposed to be here. So they're calling them raids. Now, here's how the president, I want to flip over to President Trump. It's a cut Trump on raids. I want to get to Trump first, and then we'll go to Nancy Pelosi. But this is how the president describes what's going on this weekend. He was speaking yesterday aboarding the Marine One helicopter at the White House.
There's nothing to be secret about. ICE is law enforcement. They're great patriots. They have a tough job. Nothing to be secret about. If the word gets out, it gets out. It starts on Sunday, and they're going to take people out, and they're going to bring them back to their countries. When people come into our country, we take those people out, and we take them out very legally. They all have papers, and it's a process, and I have an obligation to do it. They came in illegally. They go out legally. What the Democrats should be doing now is they should be changing the loopholes. They should be changing asylum.
Now, you may have heard some of the legal advice that Democratic mayors and even Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is offering. Wow, I can just see how this is going to get crazy. But listen to what she says first.
An ICE deportation warrant is not the same as a search warrant. If that is the only document ICE brings to a home raid, agents do not have the legal right to enter a home. It's simply not enough. Families belong together. Everyone in our country has rights.
So clearly the Democrats and the mayors are not behind the enforcement of the law, clearly. So I can see the confusion now between search warrants and deportation warrants and how that is going to play out. My concern is there are going to be a number of doors get broken down this weekend because of misunderstandings, and there will be video and probably make the news on Monday. But I don't know how best to kind of summarize it any better than Jay Johnson. He was President Obama's Department of Homeland Secretary. This is Jay Johnson on the deportation issue.
Deportations occur all the time. Of those who have been ordered deported by an immigration judge, hopefully after they have exhausted their appeal rights, after they've had an opportunity to have their asylum case heard, we simply have to enforce the law, particularly if someone has been ordered deported.
Jay Johnson, we simply have to enforce the law if somebody's been ordered to be deported. Pretty simple, pretty basic. People would listen to Jay Johnson, it might save a lot of the controversy that will be swirling around the nation over the next week. 6:25 Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Your Xfinity home security system can't walk the dog, but it can tell you what he does while you're not around. With live video monitoring you can access from anywhere. It won't stop you from hitting your shins on things in the dark, but it can switch on the lights for you. And it can't stop your kids from sneaking out, but it can give you real-time alerts when doors or windows are opened after curfew. It can't make you a better cook either. But with professionally monitored smoke detectors, Xfinity gets alerted if things get out of hand. No matter what you're doing around the house, Xfinity Home can help. And no matter what happens, know you've got 24/7 professional monitoring from the pros at Xfinity backing you up. Basically, you handle the home, we'll handle the security. Xfinity Home gives you a new way to customize your home security. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com/home security. Demo at your local Xfinity store. No long-term service contract required. Xfinity Home. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Your best offense, we believe, is having the best defense. If you are 5 years away before full retirement, be defensive in your retirement strategies. Think, how can I protect? How can I preserve? How can I maximize what I've built to insulate myself from another 2008?
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at RetirementKeyRadio.com.
There's so much to love about being a Prime member at Whole Foods Market. This week, members save on RX bars and nut butters. 40% off through July 30th while supplies last. Stock up for pre-gym, post-pool, and anytime snacking. Find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Diana.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's been a fascinating week of watching the Democratic infighting. Remember the Freedom Caucus and how the Republicans had their bout with infighting. Well, the Democrats are really having a go at it. And just to give you a quick example, a guy named Sakat Chakrabarty works with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I think it's her chief of staff, but he's high level with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Here's a tweet that he put out this week. Instead of, quote, fiscally conservative but socially liberal, let's call the new Democrats and Blue Dog Caucus the new Southern Democrats. they certainly seem hell-bent to do to black and brown people today what the old Southern Democrats did in the 1940s. That's one of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's staff members. The new Southern Democrats, hell-bent to do to black and brown people today what the old Southern Democrats did in the 40s. Well, that certainly raised some eyebrows. Sakat, in the meantime, has removed the tweet. Be a very interesting race between now and 2020. 6:30, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Summer vacation is great. How would you like to vacation all the time? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Yes, a permanent vacation can be yours. It's called retirement. Have you planned for retirement as much as you've planned for your summer vacation? I want to help you make sure you can enjoy retirement for your entire lifetime. And here's your opportunity. Sign up for a free retirement review. Yes, right now until Monday, 10 p.m., you can sign up for a free retirement review. You'll meet with one of my colleagues, an experienced financial planner here at Edelman Financial Engines. We'll review your savings and investments and all the other aspects of your personal finances, and we'll tell you if you're doing everything right. And if you're not, we'll give you the recommendations you need to help make sure you have enough money to last for your entire retirement. All this is an $800 value, and it's yours free if you call 888-PLAN-RICK before 10 p.m. Monday night. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
And a check of the news from WMAL. Nearly 50,000 people are without power as Tropical Storm Barry nears landfall on Louisiana's south central coast. According to Louisiana's energy outage map, more than 45,000 people had been affected by power outages as of 4 o'clock this morning. Nearly a quarter of those outages in the coastal Terrebonne Parish. A number of other southern parishes have been affected, including the Jefferson Parish outside of New Orleans. Tropical Storm Barry could harm the Gulf Coast environment in a number of ways, but scientists say it's hard to predict how severe that damage might be. It's because three distinct factors are coming together at once. The storm expected to create a surge of up to 3 feet and bring torrential downpours. Mississippi River levels are at record-setting highs. And experts say the storm could disrupt the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone by churning the waters and restoring oxygen. Yet in the long run, it's likely to worsen the problem by increasing flows of nutrients such as nitrogen into the Mississippi and eventually into the Gulf of Mexico. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress has been delayed until July 24th under an agreement that gives lawmakers more time to question him. Mueller had been scheduled to testify July 17th about the findings of the Russia investigation, but lawmakers in both parties complaining that the short length of the hearings would not allow enough time for all members to ask questions. Under the new arrangement, Mueller would testify for an extended period of time with the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. Mueller has been described as a reluctant witness. A New Mexico ranch owned by Jeffrey Epstein has become tied to an investigation by the state attorney general's office in New Mexico. The AG is Hector Baldera. His office has confirmed that it has interviewed possible victims of Epstein who visited the Zorro Ranch, which is south of Santa Fe, where Epstein built a house in the 1990s. He has pled not guilty this week to federal sex trafficking charges in New York, has not faced criminal charges in New Mexico. Here's an interesting story about election security. The vast majority of the nation's 10,000 election jurisdictions are using Windows 7 or an older operating system to create ballots, program voting machines, tally votes, and report counts. That from the Associated Press. It's significant because Windows 7 reaches its, quote, end of life on January 14th. What that means is that Microsoft stops providing technical support and producing security patches to correct software vulnerabilities, which hackers can exploit. In a statement to the Associated Press, Microsoft says it will offer continued Windows 7 security updates for a fee through 2023, but it's unclear whether that often hefty expense would be paid by vendors operating on razor-thin profit margins or cash-strapped jurisdictions. Time for a check of the traffic. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall traffic moving well on the Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia. Earlier accidents on the outer loop right at 270 all cleared away. One slow spot right now is on 270 southbound between 121 and Father Hurley Boulevard with construction along the right side of the roadway. Earlier accident 395 southbound at the Beltway all cleared away, and so far traffic is moving well on 95 from Woodbridge into Springfield. Keep in mind Canal Road is closed in both directions between Foxhall Road and Reservoir Road for emergency road work due to storm damage from the Monday storm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine today, a high of 92, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 92. Sunny on Monday, high around 90. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a high of 92, and good chance of thunderstorms coming our way on Wednesday with a high of 93. 70 right now in Washington. We're headed to 92 this afternoon and at 6:36 on the Saturday morning update.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Using MDL technology and Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. See results right before your eyes or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your two free gifts and free express shipping. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Thank you for joining us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Bollard. Good to have you with us, and it's always great to be joined by Gordon Chang, and he is an expert on all things Asia. Gordon, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
China trade talks are very much in the news. The Wall Street Journal reporting on Monday that certain issues were weighing on new trade talks, including China not stepping up purchases of American agricultural products. Then at week's end, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the media reports on the U.S.-China trade talks are not reliable, even calling stories in the Wall Street Journal garbage. So what is the reality here?
Well, I've heard that China has not, in fact, purchased or stepped up purchases of U.S. agricultural products, although I guess we'll find out soon enough. But the point here is that Beijing is taking a hard-line position. They recently added to their trade delegation a known tough guy on trade, the commerce minister. So I think that essentially we're going to see a much more difficult China going forward. And I really wouldn't be surprised if they decided not to buy more U.S. agricultural products.
A couple of developments of note in the relationship with China. On Friday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry confirmed that China will impose sanctions on U.S. firms that sell weapons to Taiwan. What does that mean in the big picture?
Well, it means that they're going to go after U.S. defense contractors. They've threatened to do this in the past, but have shied away from that. I think essentially we're seeing this much more tough China position on all sorts of issues across the board. Basically, Beijing doesn't have very much in the way of trade ammunition, but they can go after the U.S. in other ways, and I think that that's what we're seeing with regard to the Taiwan sanctions.
Can you give us a little background on why the Taiwan issue is so important to the Chinese?
Well, Beijing believes that Taiwan is an inseparable part of China, although the People's Republic has never effectively ruled the island. People on the island take the view that they are a separate sovereign state. They call themselves formally the Republic of China, but most people on the island view themselves differently. They don't view themselves as Chinese. They think of themselves as Taiwanese. And although they don't want to at this particular time declare themselves to be the Republic of Taiwan, because I think they're afraid of what Beijing might do, that clearly is what most people on the island would like to see, a Republic of Taiwan.
Also in the news on Friday, Chinese security officers detained and interrogated a Koch Industries executive, some say to send a message to President Trump and his aides. As the trade war drags on, U.S. executives and officials fear growing harassment in China. And do you think the detention of the Huawei executive in Canada plays any role in that move by the Chinese?
Well, we don't really know. The New York Times says that it was sending of a message to the Trump administration on trade, and it comes at a time when Americans in China have felt much more pressure than they did in the past. There is harassment. This comes, of course, on the heels of the detention of the two Michaels, as they are called, two Canadians who were detained clearly in response to Canada detaining Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei. She was detained at the request of U.S. officials who planned to extradite her. So right now, Beijing is going after Westerners. You know, it's a country without rule of law, of course, Rick. It's a country where the Communist Party does what it wants, and that is putting foreigners at risk in China.
President Trump took a giant step in his efforts to improve relations with North Korea when he, in fact, stepped into North Korea. I was watching that coverage live throughout the wee hours of that Sunday morning, and you were part of the play-by-play coverage on the Fox News channel. Now that we've had a couple of weeks to reflect, does this appear to have been a successful move for the president?
We won't really know the answer to that until later. The move was not without costs. One of the big costs was that President Trump further legitimized Kim Jong-un, the ruler of North Korea. Bolstering the North Korean ruler probably made him feel that he could resist demands from President Trump and the international community to give up his weapons. But also the move was not without benefits. One of the really big benefits is by strengthening the personal bond between President Trump and Kim. What we have done is further marginalize the role of the Chinese. The big story from that Sunday was the Chinese just not being in the picture. And they've been a malign influence for two decades on the denuclearization process. So this could turn out to be a very important win for Trump. But, you know, we won't know until we see how these negotiations proceed.
The president and Kim Jong-un announced that there would be new teams in the negotiations. Do we have any indications of any progress there?
There are supposed to be new teams, but they have not met formally. And so there are no reports of progress, at least at this moment.
And as you watched things unfold and we saw the tension between the North Korean security officials and American officials, how tense a situation was that?
From everyone who was there, it was extremely tense. And I think part of it was because this event was put together at the last moment. There was not time for coordination. And so there was a lot of pushing and shoving among North Koreans and Americans. And that's a real indication of a lack of trust on both sides. So, you know, going forward, you can understand the hostility is going to impede an agreement.
And one final story I want to cover with you, Gordon, is the latest on Hong Kong and the China extradition law. There's an article in the South China Morning Post on Friday headline, "Why are the young people of Hong Kong angry and deeply unhappy?" Can you paint a picture of what that relationship is between young people in Hong Kong and China?
Well, young people in Hong Kong, by and large, are concerned about their future. They view the fight over the extradition bill as the last stand for their autonomy and for their way of life. And so what we're hearing now among some young people is that they're willing to die to preserve their society. That is, of course, going to harden positions on both sides. But clearly with Beijing not honoring the promises it made to the British when they took Hong Kong, this is going to be a series of fights between people in Hong Kong, and not just the young, on the one side, and Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong chief executive, and Beijing on the other.
Gordon Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. You can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. As always, Gordon, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rick.
46 Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and we have got Mario Rodriguez coming up next. We'll talk about the Latino Republican outreach, but first off, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, seeing a little bit of slow traffic now, northbound on 295 from Chesapeake Street to the Suitland Parkway through that long-term work zone right at the Suitland Parkway. So do keep that in mind. And there is actually road work in both directions between Laboratory Road, the Naval Research Lab, and the 11th Street Bridge. Also keep in mind, Canal Road is closed between Foxhall Road and Reservoir Road due to emergency road work from the storm damage. No problems to report on the Capitol Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia at this time. Now from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today with a high of 92. Sunny tomorrow, up again to 92. Monday looks mostly sunny, high 89. Chance of afternoon thunderstorms, cloudy on Tuesday. And Wednesday looks like afternoon thunderstorms will be in the 90s throughout the early part of next week. Right now in D.C., we're at 70 degrees. We're heading to 92, and it's 647 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Mario Rodriguez. He is a member of the Trump Latino Advisory Council, and Mario was in Miami for the recent rollout. Vice President Pence was there. And Mario, it's good to have you with us on WMAL again.
Oh, thank you, Rick. I enjoy being on your show.
If you look at the current issues in the national media and on the national political stage, you look at the border and you look at immigration enforcement. President Trump has taken very strong stands. The Democrats taking, obviously, a different stance, almost the exact opposite, in attempts to appeal to Latino voters around the country. And I wanted to get your view on how the messaging of the Trump enforcement campaigns and his stance on the border is actually playing out with potential Latino voters, whether Democrat or Republican.
Well, you know, Rick, as we know, it's a very, very serious problem we have down there. And they've dealt with it with Mexico. And if you notice, look what happened in 3 days. The Mexican government officials came up to Washington, and in 3 days, they negotiated an agreement that actually will stop the major crisis we have at the border, because it's what the problem, the real serious problem is this president does things to get things done. When he does something, he does it to get things done. He's an action guy. And we just don't have the facilities. We don't, the Congress just appropriated more money to take care of this problem, but it's a serious problem, and it's bad for Mexico, and it's bad for the United States. So at the end of the day, I really feel that Hispanics really realize it's a serious problem, and something got done. And if you notice, once something got done with the two countries, I mean, it's dropped. The Mexican government is doing what they say they were going to do. And I think you've seen a real solution to this serious, serious problem. And it has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, anti-Hispanic or being anti-Hispanic, anti-Mexican. It has nothing to do with it. What it has to do is border security and a serious, serious problem we have down at the border.
When you sit down with Latino voters, let's say you did a town hall meeting, what is on your agenda? What are your topics and key points that you want to communicate to Latino voters?
Absolutely. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Look at the economy. Look at unemployment. This is the lowest unemployment in the history of this country for Latinos. Latinos are working. They're making more money. They're prospering. And as you know, Latinos we're a community of, give us an opportunity and we will take the ball and we will run with it. And that's all the Hispanics are looking for. And that's exactly what this president has done. He's unleashed regulations for businesses that allow them to grow, allow them to hopefully make more money. And when they make more money, they can do better things for their employees. But if you really look at unemployment, it is unbelievable on not only Hispanics, but all ethnic groups. I mean, they're working. I mean, I'm in California, and there's some certain sectors that we just can't find enough workers, you know, to fill the jobs that are here. So, number one, I would really talk about the economy because it really, really is. That's something that, you know, it's in the pocketbook. People, you know, they have to feed their families. They have to take care of bills. And exactly what they're trying, what they want to do is being done right now under this president. So that's number one. I mean, I think that the economy is big. Unemployment is big. You know, I mean, he's trying to address education. He wants to address health care, you know, because health care is a serious, serious problem. And he wants to get something, you know, wants to do something that actually is better than what we have on the Obamacare. He wants to do, you know, there's some certain things in it that would be, he'd like to eliminate and make it a better health care bill.
The president has inherited many problems that have been basically kicked down the highway by administrations going back decades, and the immigration issue and border enforcement and the entire situation with the Dreamers. The president is tackling that. It is unpopular in many cases, but it's something that he feels strongly that he has to basically take the bull by the horns and get something done. Will that ultimately gain him favor among Latino voters? Maybe not in time for this election, but as history reflects on Donald Trump.
Yes, and I think, yeah, you know, Rick, this is a sad part. I've been very, very involved with this whole immigration for many, many years, and in particular DACA and recently. And the president put a four-pronged offer on the table, which was a very good start to take care of the Dreamers. It was a very good start. In fact, I've got some friends of mine that are Dreamers. We have a mentorship program that we have, and one of my mentees is a Dreamer. And I asked her, I said, this is what the president has on the table. What do you think of it? And she thought all four of the issues that he put on the table were very, very fair. And this is the real sad part. It was a start. And you know, this president is a negotiator. It was a start, and it was a very fair start. In particular, there's 800,000 undocumented that came forward. But actually, there's 1.8 million that are eligible. What did he say? He goes, let's get it all done at one time. Let's allow all the 1.7 million to come forward, allow them to become citizens of this country, and let's get this done once and for all. But absolutely, the Democrats are doing every single time they politicize this, and we never get anything done. It's been over 30 years since we've gotten something done on immigration. This president wants to get something done, and Rick, this is the real sad part, because the Democrats are politicizing it so much, and they do not want to give this president a victory on immigration, starting with DACA, and then once we get DACA done, then we can tackle immigration. They do not want him to get the victory, because in their eyes, they feel that politically, the Hispanics will start voting more Republican. And that's sad, because at the end of the day, we're dealing with lives. I've walked the halls of Congress with these young kids in DACA, and to see these young kids and what great young kids they are, and they love this country, and he wants to get something done. And it's sad that the Democrats are politicizing it instead of coming to the table, and who cares who gets the credit? Let's just get it done once and for all. And that's exactly what this president wants to do.
Mario Rodriguez with the Trump Latino Advisory Council. Thanks so much for being with us on WMAL.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
6:54 Saturday morning update on WMAL. So, the 4th of July, you heard all the concerns that the city officials had about the event on the mall. Do you think that the hotel occupancy rate was greater this year or less than last year? We'll tell you next.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. What do you dream about? Maybe it's winning the lottery or getting a new car. Well, for the 22 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably getting quiet, restful sleep. Now, if this is you or your bed partner, you know how disruptive and debilitating sleep apnea can be, especially when it's not being treated properly with CPAP. If CPAP doesn't work for you, it's time to look at the comfortable solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. During sleep, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Learn more about Inspire, review important safety information, and get the sleep you've been dreaming of at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
One quick note for you. You may have heard that the Federal Appeals Court dismissed the case that had been brought by the state of Maryland and D.C. against the Trump Hotel and President Trump in terms of the violation of the Constitution by accepting profits through foreign and domestic officials, the Emoluments Clause. Well, the suit was filed by D.C. and Maryland. The Federal Appeals Court threw it out earlier in the week. So, I got to thinking, with all the controversy surrounding the 4th of July events, I would try and find out how the hotel occupancy rate went. So I contacted Destination DC. It's Washington.org. There's a lot of fascinating information there. Here are the stats. July 4th, 2018 was on a Wednesday. Last year, DC hotel occupancy rate, 83.5%. Average daily room rate, $163.21. So 83% occupancy, average daily rate, $163. What do you think it was this year? Occupancy rate was 95.2%. Average daily rate, $188.15. What do you think the average occupancy for the night of July 4th for the 6 years between 2012 and 2018? The average, 87.2. This year, hotel occupancy, 95.2%. So, you can kind of take that for what it's worth. I thought those were interesting numbers. Keep in mind, the hotel tax rate, and this is just Washington, D.C. This is not the suburbs. You get into the suburbs, it's like 31,000 hotel rooms in D.C. You got to suburbs and bring it all in, it's around 100,000 rooms. We only looked at D.C. for these numbers. Think of what was in the suburbs. The hotel tax rate for the District of Columbia is 14.95%. So you do the math, D.C. raked in about $500,000 off the hotel tax for the one night alone, not to mention people do eat and buy souvenirs when they're in town.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
Do you know that there is a right time to put your home on the market? And do you know which home improvements you can make right now that will statistically improve the sales price of your home? I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I've discovered how to sell your home fast and for the most money. Join us at our next How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar in McLean on July 13th. To learn this information and much, much more, call today. Space is limited. 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
have you heard that all Montgomery County youth ages 18 and under can now ride free all the time on ride-on buses? That's right, free all the time. Children under 5 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and all children ride at the discretion of their parents or guardians. Riders must show a Youth Cruiser Smart Trip card or student ID. For more information, go to youthcruiser.com. That's youthcruiser.com.
Everything you need to know about the new acting Secretary of Labor is coming up next with John Gizzi. We'll also talk with Tony Schaefer, KT McFarland, and we'll go live to New Orleans and get the very latest on Tropical Storm Barry with Clayton Neville. That's all in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.